Hazleton has always been my home. I watched Hazleton transform as a Pennsylvania State Police trooper.
About 130 kilometers northwest of Philadelphia, Hazleton has some 25,000 residents. 50% of them are Hispanic, up from 5% in 2000. Former police chief Frank DeAndrea says the influx has sparked fear.
Fear is an ugly thing. And it doesn't only happen to a human being, it happens to a community, where a community becomes so afraid they can't move forward.
Hazleton's one-time mayor, U.S. Representative Lou Barletta,
thank you,
who's challenging Democrat Bob Casey for his Senate seat, is an immigration hardliner. Barletta sponsored a city ordinance in 2006 aimed at making Hazleton the toughest place on illegal immigrants in America.
I'm a pro-America first, and I know that he is too.
Knocking on doors for Barletta, Connie Crimey says she's a Republican conservative Latina.
I'm a volunteer for the Republican Party. I believe that if the Latino or Hispanic community wants to be part of the America, first of all, you got to come here legally, get the jobs, learn English. And I don't see that as anything as discriminatory or racist.
But the ordinance, ultimately rejected by a federal appeals court, left an impact in the community.
Keep in mind that we have a lot of Irish, a lot of Italians, and they all years ago came here as immigrants, and they did get along, but they each had their own section of the city. But eventually, they learned to get along with each other. Yes. So I think it's just going to take some time.
To Bob Curry, co-founder of a group that runs after-school programs for more than 1,000 children weekly, it's not feasible to have two societies running parallel. And he says they will come together.
And when Johnny goes to his Little League baseball game and Jose hits a home run and your team goes to the championship, you're not so anxious to see Jose sent back to that wherever he came from story. Life happens.
For now, how people in Hazleton will vote in November is complicated, since many know Barletta. And yet, the city's population has changed.
We have to get more involved in local politics. We need to see the politics and the politicians and the elections in this area, in Hazleton.
And nobody knows if the Latino community will turn out and vote. Aline Barros, VOA News, Hazleton, Pennsylvania.